It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
There you are. Coming up here in just about 15 minutes, we'll hook you up for the early crowd who hardly ever gets anything fun with some tickets to the Illusionists and also tickets to enjoy Halloween there at Holiday World. So opportunity for you to win for just listening early. Coming up here in less than 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. All right. Hey, do you want to jump into a feel good?
Let's do it.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, you know, we have many friends, including you, who have sent their kids off to college for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So this video spoke to me. Jennifer Seibold surprised her daughter, Shelby, at college by flying across the country from Colorado to Boston, where Shelby's there on a full ride. Jennifer's a single mom, and this was kind of a big deal for both of them.
And the second I see my mom, I like automatic break into tears, sobbing, and I scream.
I just remember her voice when she said, "Mommy." Shelby and I haven't been apart a whole lot most of her life, not more than a night. So it was a really big move for her to go across the country and go to school in Boston. And that week had been sort of an extra challenging one. She was feeling really homesick, and it just really felt like I needed to be there with her.
Like I said, my mom was my inspiration and continues to be daily. She's somebody that I look up to every day, all day. And somebody that I really hope to emulate and be just like when I'm older.
Aww.
Okay, what's your emotional state right now?
I mean, hey, I recognize that stuff.
You're
man.
Living that right now, although, you know, you're not like
it's a 25. Yeah, it's a 20-25 minute drive as opposed to a plane ride.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. It's such a great video. You can see it on our website, WDJX.com.
By the way, if you want to win some free stuff right now, a little early morning, just thanks for listening. Pat on the head. We'll hook you up with tickets to The Illusionists, which is coming up there at Whitney Hall on the 27th of November. And then also Holiday World. All right. So if you want, jump in on this, WDJX.com, or just call right now, 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up. It's that easy.
A early morning pat on the head. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, I understand that, you know, you listen early, and
you expect us to make you jump through hoops all the time. Not now.
No. Yeah, this is just a early morning, like, hey, thanks for listening. A little flex there on 99.7 DJX. I'm gonna need to get caught up on the whole Adam Levine Instagram drama.
It's much. It all lives on our website, but it's much.
So
far they're putting on a united front.
So take me back real quick, because apparently he slid into the DMs of someone.
Instagram model named Sumner Stroh. And so she went on TikTok to talk about it, because I guess the one that kind of triggered her was that he's like, "Hey, I'm having another baby. And are you cool if I name it after you?"
What a bold move.
Bold move indeed.
What a bold move. So wait,
And she had the receipts, like she's showing the screenshots.
Oh, I've seen the memes. I've seen the memes of the Adam Levine text messages all over the place.
Everywhere.
They
make us giggle. But I'm sure for his wife, behind closed doors, they've probably had strongly worded discussions.
Man, I know. Like, that is...
Because now other women are coming forward saying, "Oh, yeah, he's been sending me flirty messages for a long time." He insists nothing more than that happened, but still, you know, says, "Sorry, that crossed the line." Now, Sumner is the one that's saying, "Nope, we've been seeing each other for a year."
Are you... If you're Bahati, do you realize that... Like, this comes with the territory. Like, he's like Adam Levine's a rock star.
Yeah.
He travels the world. He's, you know, got women throwing themselves at him at every single stop, every single city. Probably his DMs are chock full of others that are like, you know, I won't tell. you know.
But it seems like he's reaching out to these women. Like, they're not the ones that are throwing themselves at him. But yes, you're probably right. That happens too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's interesting. And then, like, his yoga teacher from, like, 2007 to 2010, this is way before Bihati, but he was dating somebody else, is now coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, he was doing that way back then, too.
Ah, well, good for him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bold strategy to reach out to your woman on the side and say, hey, I'm having a baby. Is it cool if I name my baby after you?
Well, and truth be told, he revealed he's having a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, too. Probably not the gender reveal they wanted.
Maybe not. All right. Well, like Kelly said, if you want to read up on all the goss,
grab some snacks. It's juicy.
DJX.com. Yeah, for sure. All right. Coming up next, a little set of the bar story. If Leonardo DiCaprio reaches out and says, hey, you know what? I'm running a little light this month. Can you float me a couple?
Oh, bless her heart.
Can you float me a couple?
Bless her heart.
Couple bones, you know.
Don't do that.
You probably just let that email go to the junk folder.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That DM, that's a DM.
Yes,
you let
right.
that DM go bye-bye.
You let that DM go bye-bye for sure. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
You got it. Look, we've all jokingly threatened to do something we weren't serious about, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to nuke campus, if your football team doesn't win, you're doing okay.
Ooh, that's kind of aggressive. That's an aggressive way to react to the loss of a game.
Especially when there is actually a nuclear reactor on campus. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That does add some credibility.
So Meredith, she goes to the University of Utah.
Does she still?
as far as we know, she does, yeah.
Okay.
She had the unfortunate luck of getting on Yik Yak. That's like a social media app. And posting that if they don't win their football game, she was going to detonate the school's nuclear reactor.
Well, that puts a little pressure on the team now, doesn't it?
I know. Guys, we gotta win.
I mean, do they need that mindset going into the game? I don't think so.
Yeah. Here is the interim police chief, Jason, talking about it.
It would be impossible to detonate the reactor on campus. This one is unique because it's never been a threat to the reactor. Even if they're completely incapable of carrying out the threat, or if the threat is made but an attempt is not, it's still the same charge. If it was meant as a joke, which, you know, given the wording of the actual post, if the Utes don't win, I think it is a good message to be careful and think before you post.
Yeah, that's a good lesson here.
It is. Think before you post. We all need to tuck that in our little back pocket, right? Even if we're not threatening to nuke a university.
Here's the good news. They actually did win the game, 35-17. So
they don't have to worry about anything then.
Yeah, none of this had to be carried out. So
right. Well, that's good news. But also good to know that even if we know your threat couldn't actually be carried out, still a problem.
Yeah, because she now faces one count of threat of terrorism, a second degree felony. So that's a big thing to have on your record. So
that is going to follow you a little bit.
Yeah, so this is a lesson that we can all learn that, look, you know what? I know U of L is playing tomorrow. They got a game at noon. They're playing University of South Florida.
We know you want them to win.
Yes.
But let's not put threats on the team if it doesn't go your way.
Yeah, so there you go. Great setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Apparently now I'm a logger. I'll give you details on that coming up. Also,
that sounds fun.
Why was I in the back of a police cruiser?
So you were placed in the back of a police cruiser?
I got in the back of a police cruiser and was driven.
Okay.
So this is all factual.
But I feel, though, there is a little bit of a throne of lies.
A little bit of a throne of lies? Are you referring to the picture that I posted on social media?
That's what I'm referring to.
All right. Well, hey, I'll give you all the details coming up here. All right. So I had to go to the West Coast for some corporate meetings. One of the guys that was with us in our group works for the government, and he has a unmarked police cruiser.
Okay. All right.
And so
that's starting to explain a little bit of your throne of lies from the way you represented it on social media.
But to be fair, I didn't lie about anything.
No, but your wife also commented as if. That was my first, another indicator that you sit on a little bit of a throne of lies.
You're like, well, Ben's wife is saying as if. And there's so anyways, we have our meetings and then we're going to go to dinner, right? And we're carpooling over there. And so me and this other guy, Bo, we're like, we're riding in his car. Can't sit in the front seat because it's equipped with a computer and a firearm there in the front seat.
Okay.
And so this guy
like
is
no touchy government stuff.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So he puts us in the back of the cruiser. He can't answer a lot of questions. So I am trying to ask him questions about
his. He can't answer a lot of questions. Is he in the CIA? What's happening?
It beats me, Kelly.
And he also works with us at corporate?
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, I'm asking him, hey, how fast have you gotten this car? And he's like, well, you know, about 140. And I'm like, whoa, 140. We're getting on the freeway. He punches it. And Kelly, it's like you're in an airplane getting ready to take off. This car, it's just a Ford Taurus, but it is so souped up. He hits the gas and we whip up to about 100 miles an hour before we even get off the on-ramp.
I'm guessing that was higher than posted speed limit, sir.
I wasn't driving.
Did you remind him of that?
I wasn't about to say anything to him.
Okay. All right.
So anyways.
You're just holding on for dear life.
Yeah. So anyways, we get to the restaurant and I'm like, hey, we got to get a photo of with your lights on and all that. So he was having fun with it. He was like, yeah, sure, you know, we'll take a photo. So anyways,
because the photo on your social media kind of shows you like spread eagle, hands on the hood.
That was his idea.
It was
was like, I just want a picture of me like sitting in the back of the patrol car, and that was
looking
one of them,
kind of disheveled and all that.
Exactly. And then he's like, hey, why don't you put your hands on the hood?
Did he have cuffs?
I mean,
that was the next level.
He probably did. We didn't get that far, though. So anyways, we go inside. Then the whole, are we loggers? Because we're on the West Coast. We're on the Pacific Northwest. And logging is like an industry out there, you know?
Yeah.
We're sitting at the table and these guys get up after a while and they walk over to our table and they go, hey, I need you all to settle a bet for us.
Oh, boy.
And we're like, yeah. Are you guys in the logging industry? And it's a bunch of radio people, you know?
A lot of bearded people there wearing flannel?
No.
What made them ask?
I don't know. But I say the first thing that comes to my head, yes, we are.
I'm sorry, what?
And so he goes.
You said, yep.
Yeah, and so he turns to his friend. He goes, I told you. Oh, and they like high-five each other.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I'm like high-fiving them going, yeah, logging. We love logs.
Oh, my gosh. And is everybody else sitting at your table going, what? How are we going to like continue this lie? We know nothing about logging. What if they ask us questions?
No, they were drunk. They weren't asking follow-up questions.
All right.
They just want a bet. So.
Sweet.
So we're all loggers now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and if they did ask any questions, that, you know, have you seen the reality TV shows? It's like that.
Yeah, just like that. It's just like that. You know what? You know what? I can't talk to you too much about logging because it's a real secretive industry.
Secretive industry.
So my night involved going 100 miles an hour in the back of a police cruiser, getting my picture taken, spread eagle on that police cruiser.
Uh-huh.
And then changing industries from radio to logging.
What a night.
There it is.
Okay. I mean, I'd look at you and think, logger.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Now you're letting the beard grow back in.
I give an air of logger, don't I?
When you were rocking the Ted Lasso look with just the mustache, I wouldn't say logger. Now I say logger.
Now you say logger, yeah.
You can pass for a logger.
Listen, I lay logs.
Okay.
It's
someone just tuning in right now. Or is that? Or is like, what is he talking about?
All right, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Ben Kelly.
This is about the cutest neighborhood watch you're going to hear about. Neighbors call her Pigeon, but you can call her Nala.
Okay.
She sits high above everyone on the roof of her house in Glendale, Arizona, just watches the neighborhood. Oh, she's a dog. Her human, Jason, said it was one of the funniest things to see, and he had to post online that she was not stuck up there, but still neighbors have actually called the police out of concern.
One person actually came and knocked on her door and thought she was a statue because she just stood there like she did not move at all. She's very happy and outgoing.
Oh, there, back up there again.
We try to give her a limit, like maybe like 20 minutes, half hour, but during the winter, she could stay out there as long as she wants. We don't mind. At the end of the day, you know, she's just enjoying the view up there.
Yeah, that's all she's doing.
Heck yeah. You know, winter in Arizona, it's fine. She's a husky. So, right. You know, just the cutest thing ever. You can see the video. It's a sight to behold, just seeing this dog on a roof. That's yeah, funny. I mean, if I was walking by, I'd be like, do they know the dog is on the roof?
Yeah, I would probably, you know, want to let someone know, too, if I saw that.
Yep, I'd knock on the door. Do you know your dog's on the roof?
Right.
No? Good.
Right.
Exactly. All right. But now I think the neighbors are getting it now. That Nala just likes to sit on a perch, check everything out.
That's funny.
WDJX.com. Check it out.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
That's a tough one from Erin. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, please, 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 please help me figure this out.
All right.
So I agreed to be my sister's maid of honor before I knew I was pregnant.
Oh.
And my due date is smack dead in the center of the week of her destination wedding.
Oh, wow.
Now, I very obviously will not be able to go, but I still want to help out before the baby takes over my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have also insisted my parents go on to the wedding. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, we just want it to be us for the birth and have everyone come in later.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, however, has retreated into toddlerhood.
No.
She makes pointed jokes about how I'm trying to steal her thunder and abandoning her for the baby. Mm. I try to ignore her, but she keeps pouting. I suggested several dates for her bachelorette party, only for her to want one I can't do. I'm painting the nursery.
Okay.
I'm very hurt. Haven't told anyone because I know it's going to blow up. I don't have time or energy to deal with this. These should both be joyous events, but instead, I'm doubting my entire relationship with my sister. Mm. What should I do?
Paint the nursery on another day.
Yes, that is one.
I mean,
that is one thing that could fix an issue.
Yeah, an issue. Right.
There are many issues play here, though.
For sure. For sure.
And now I don't know how far away we are from both events.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how far along she is. I don't know how close we are to the wedding, but it sounds like we're months away from these things.
Yeah. And I don't know. And again, this is not, I don't know if this is even something we can suggest, but if I'm the sister getting married, you're the one that has flexibility, not the pregnant sister.
Well, and to some extent, though, like, especially if it's a destination wedding, she's got everything already booked.
Yes, but I would at least look into changing it, you know, just because.
Man, I don't, I mean.
If I'm a sister, I understand that sometimes you can't necessarily plan the timing of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you can plan the timing of a wedding. So I am kind of shocked that it doesn't seem like that discussion ever came up.
I don't necessarily want to put it all on the sister that's getting married because
that's kind of the one place where they could make an adjustment if they needed to.
Maybe. Again, like the whole moving wedding dates and things like that around may be harder than we are giving credit for.
True.
So maybe she got the venue that she's been wanting for years, and it finally, you know, became available in the time that she was able to do it. So, yeah.
Maybe. I'll say this. My sister gave birth 6 weeks before my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little tricky because she was my matron of honor. She lived in Michigan at the time.
Yeah.
So we were trying to get her fitted for a bridesmaid dress, knowing she was going to be 6 weeks post-baby.
Yeah.
That was tricky.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, she had a newborn at the wedding, and she had to travel here to do that. But there was never any question that she wasn't going to do it.
Right.
And yeah.
All right. So if you've been in this situation where pregnancy and wedding, I'm sure they're not, or Aaron is not alone in this. Because
they're not the first ones.
Exactly.
To go through this.
I'd love to hear your situation and how you dealt with it. And because maybe how you dealt with it is an example of what not to do. And you can say, hey, this is how it kind of blew up on my face, or it worked out great for you. And you're like, you know what? This actually worked best. Here's what I did. So
yes. And we have to squash the whole, both of the sisters feeling like you're stealing my thunder. No, yeah. You're stealing my thunder.
Right.
We got to like get past that part of it.
Yeah. 502-571-9970. We'll get some of those stories coming up next. There always seems to be drama surrounding weddings. Also, maybe the birth of a kid. It's 99.7 DJX. And that's what we've got here with group therapy, where Erin is now pregnant, wasn't pregnant when she said, yeah, I'll be your bridesmaid for your destination wedding. But now she is. Lo and behold, she's scheduled to give birth right the same week that her sister's going to get married.
It's just like super unfortunate timing. And there doesn't seem to be like a super easy answer. And neither one side really can't bend, because that timeline's going to play out regardless of how you want it to.
Right.
And, you know, the sister getting married is still, like, super salty about how it's all working out.
Yeah, Brandy says, I think the pregnant sister should try to make everything before the wedding as special as possible to show support to the one that's getting married. And I think the sister should support everything possible for the new baby coming before her wedding.
Exactly. They're sisters first.
Yep.
And these are two huge life events. One should not overshadow the other.
Shouldn't. Hey, Elizabeth.
So 2 years ago, during the smack dab middle of COVID, my husband and I actually got married, and one of my bridesmaids gave birth 4 days before my wedding.
Ooh.
But she couldn't attend, but she gave us enough notice so I was able to replace her with another bridesmaid to fill to make the party even. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we printed out a picture of her and like carried her around on a little stick at the wedding so she could with us. And it worked out great. Like, and we honestly had the conversation about it too.
Uh-huh.
And she just let me know ahead of time, and it worked out great. She could still be there in spirit. That's what we did, and it worked out great, and everyone was happy, and it was just fantastic.
Well, I'm glad she didn't feel like she missed out and that she was still represented and that kind of stuff. It was a really cute, funny way.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. The bride-to-be just kind of needs to take a chill pill, and the sisters need to talk it out, and they don't need to let these two wonderful events ruin their sisterhood.
Yeah, they're going to be, like, resenting each other.
Yeah.
You got married in the middle of me having a baby, or you had a baby in the middle of me getting married. Like, that's where they're at right now. They need to sit down and realize neither one of them wanted it to work out like that, but here we are.
All right. Well, hey, Jenny, thank you so much for the call.
No problem. Thank you guys for talking to me again.
I got another text. OMG, the same exact situation happened to me. I was supposed to be my sister's maid of honor. I even got induced to try to have my baby before the wedding.
Oh, wow.
But I ended up getting home from the hospital the same day as the wedding. There was no way I could make it. We both had an understanding. And I think that's what, like, we need to come to that realization that there needs to be an understanding here.
Well, and one major sticking point and something that Erin mentioned was that her sister wants to have the bachelorette party on the weekend. She's going to paint the nursery. And everybody is like, paint another day.
Yeah, I think there's got to
be. You can choose to do that.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a little bit of give and take here. If Erin wants to have forgiveness from her sister, I think her sister has to see that she's wanting to
do as much as she can.
Yeah.
To be a part of the whole wedding experience, because it's more than just a day. It's a lot of stuff leading up to it. Mike said, over the last few weeks, I've been working with my grandpa. He had a stroke through recovery.
Mm-hmm.
He had another stroke. Ultimately, we lost him.
Oh.
So I share this to say the following. Lost time with family can never be retrieved again. Both events are important. Share of your sister's magic as you can. Let her also have some of your magic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this to be one of those things you regret many years down the road. Join her bachelorette party and see if you can get the whole crew to help you paint the room with wine.
There you go.
That's really good.
Yep.
And sorry for your loss, Mike.
All right. We will end there. If you've got a comment that you want to throw in there, you can always do it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. And Aaron, good luck with everything.
Congratulations on everything. A lot of happy things are happening once you guys get it all figured out.
Yep. All right. We're playing a game, little kid or drunk adult, where it's just a bunch of fun little situations that we have to determine whether or not they happened because you were a little kid or whether you were drunk.
Fun little situations for us, but not for them.
All right, let's introduce you to Frances. She resides from the Churchill Downs area, has blonde hair, drives a Toyota Camry, is married, and loves to gamble. Frances, you've won how much money at one point?
Well, the whole year was $32,000.
Whoa!
But you took home in one night?
One night,
$11,000. Wow.
Holy cow, Frances. I'd get super excited if I win $2 on a scratch-off ticket.
So do you have a game, or do you just play the slots? Are you like a card player? What's your poison?
I just play the slots.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Dang.
All right, Frances.
So if you're heading to the boat, go with Frances.
Yeah, for sure. She's good luck.
Good luck.
All right, so Frances, little kid, drunk adult. You know how it works, right?
I do.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I super glued my hand to my face.
Ouch.
Super glued hand to face.
Little kid.
You're going to say little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'll stick with little kid too.
All right, both of you say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, there you go. Ding.
I was playing with these action figures, and I wanted them to stand up straight from my scene, and I couldn't get them to, so I grabbed some super glue, and I glued the bottom, and I stuck them down. I guess some got on my hand, I didn't even realize it. Ended up taking a nap, and I woke up, and my hand was glued to my cheek.
Oh my gosh. Ow.
Frances, have you ever super glued anything like that?
No.
I did think that I was going to get my fingers stuck together at one point. I remember working with super glue and then sticking my fingers together and going, and then managing to get. Yeah. All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one.
I had a sleepover with my girlfriend and woke up, and the neighbor boy was asleep on the couch.
Oh.
Oh.
My.
Okay.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right. We're sticking with little kid.
I will, too, because she said neighbor boy. I don't know. Maybe it was just like a little friend.
Okay.
We were all drunk adults.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Okay. My bestie was going through a bad breakup, so what do? Have some drinks. So she came over, and we were drinking, and I ended up passing out. And when I woke up, it was me and her. But when I walked out to the living room, the neighbor dude was asleep on the couch. He was neighbor mortified dude. When I woke him up and asked where he was.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so neighbor boy was actually neighbor dude.
Yeah, all it was neighbor dude. All right.
So. Yeah, neighbor dude.
Yeah, for sure. All right, last one. Here we go, Frances. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got stopped by security shoplifting a Snickers from Walmart.
I feel like there's an obvious answer with this one.
I'm just going to say little kid again.
I'm thinking that's the obvious answer, so I'm going to say drunk adult. One of us is going to be right.
All right, so Frances has stuck with little kid this entire game, by the way.
I was a little kid.
Okay. Yes, of course. Of course.
So, okay, like I wanted a candy bar, and my mom told me that I couldn't have it, so I took off running out the door, candy bar in hand.
Oh, wow.
Ran past security guard and got chased down in the parking lot.
Wow. Okay.
Okey-dokeys. Well, you know what? My daughter was kind of the same way. We were at Party City, and they have right there by the checkout, like a whole bunch of little bins of candy that you can make a little assortment. And she just thought that was free. Like, hey, you can ease it. I'm going to take that. Mom, you deserve a Reese's cup. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. We do need to pay for that, though.
What a sweet kid. I mean, your daughter, not her.
Very generous.
All right. Well, hey, Frances, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Maybe not as good as winning $11,000, but, you know, you're a winner on the radio, and that means something.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second, Francis, okay?
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's fun.
She sounds like a lucky person. I mean, to win that much on slots, I mean, that's pure luck.
Uh-huh. Little kid, drunk adult. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, man. If you're getting up, getting out this morning, it feels good.
It feels like fall.
Oh, it does.
100%.
We're all in it. We're feeling it. I'm ready to start wearing beanies and just, yeah.
I got a cozy sweatshirt on. I got my fuzzy socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
All in that. So whatever you're doing this weekend, whether you're going to Field of Screams tonight to hold Kelly's hand, or whether you're going to Louder Than Life or the Trinity St. X game, which, by the way, do you have a Trinity St. X prediction?
Well, I have an affiliation.
That doesn't mean
my
prediction.
My husband is a St. X grad, so am I ever going to be pulling for Trinity? No. I'm always going to predict St. X is going to win.
Okay. Do you have a score? Can we write the score down?
No, I don't have a score.
Just throw some numbers out.
Far.
Throw some numbers out.
It's going to be St. X with the most points.
No, give us some points. Give us some points. Trinity St. X.
I don't know typically what they end up being.
This is perfect. All the more reason to ask your point.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to say 38-14.
All right. St. X 38. Trinity 14.
Keep in mind, I know nothing about how both of the teams are doing this year.
That's perfect.
I know nothing about it.
You know what? Anything can happen in rivalry games,
I know
right?
nothing.
Anything can happen.
I know nothing.
All right. Well, we'll find out later tonight how Kelly does.
Wait, what do I win? What do I win if I'm right?
I don't know.
I win something?
You win the satisfaction of being on the radio,
Kelly.
Of being
right? That's great.
So social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always hit us up, DM us. On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any and all that. We love to see the drama that's happened in your life, honestly. You know, it kind of makes us feel a little bit more normal about our own life.
Uh-huh.
If I'm being honest. And we also try to see if we can help you out, too.
Absolutely. That's the part I like.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to help out Danica.
Mm-hmm.
In quotes, not a real name.
Gotcha.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Was wondering if anybody else felt this way. I woke up this morning with a pledge to stay off Instagram.
All right.
I'm quitting cold turkey after I realized I have a problem. I was up all night on Sunday just scrolling through Instagram looking at people's perfect bodies on their perfect vacations. I was obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
After not sleeping a bit, I called in sick to work and continued to scroll.
Oh, wow.
As the sun was going down, I had realized that I had been mindlessly scrolling for close to 48 hours.
Wow.
So in a moment of clarity, I deleted the app, went to bed.
Okay.
Now, that was 3 days ago. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have withdrawal and a sense of FOMO, serious case of FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I feel more rested and hopeful. It just amazes me that we have not deemed social media to be an addiction, as controlling and destructive as drugs or alcohol.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wondering if there are other people like me who felt like I felt who need to realize they need to break free.
Wow. That dopamine hit that you get when you get like a notification that, oh, look, someone liked my tweet. Someone liked my photo. Someone commented on my picture on Facebook, you know, whatever.
I don't live by the notifications. I post things and then I forget to look to see if anybody reacted that I need to respond to.
Well, see, I think that's a healthier way to go about it, because if you do have your notifications on and you do get notifications, because that is a bit of a little, it's the same thing as getting a text message and you feel that need to be wanted or that you're important. And
I feel the need to respond to the text messages like really soon. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to offend somebody. Or hurt their feelings or get in trouble.
So, yeah, I mean, Danica, I applaud you for
recognizing there was a big problem when you are losing sleep and, you know, not going to work. Yeah, that's a big problem. That's getting in the way of your life.
I mean, you could have just followed me on Instagram and just seen pictures of me in the back of cop cars and
your throne of lies.
And and I mean, I'm just saying, it's not like perfect vacations, perfect body, things like that, right?
Also, not a true representation of what was going down either.
It was true. I just didn't give you all the information, which I did give you all the information this
morning.
You
made it look like you were taking a ride downtown, sir, for some sort of bad, illegal life choice.
And it was just a coworker who works for the government who has a car that flipped his lights on. I was able to take
a throne of lies.
It wasn't a throne of lies. I didn't say anything in my post that was untruthful.
But the way the photo was staged led you to believe a certain storyline, sir.
Why are you? This isn't about me, Kelly. This is about Danica.
It's about Danica. I know. It's about Danica. Bring it back to Danica. I think you're not alone.
No.
I think that you are fantastic for recognizing, you know, fairly quickly. You lose a couple of days and you're like, oh, geez. Yeah, I need to step away from the screen.
Well, just be careful that you don't fill that with Facebook or Twitter or some other social media, you know?
Yes. Or TV. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing because, you know, I'll tell my kids, hey, put down the iPad. But then they'll pull up YouTube on TV.
No, but that gets different.
It's kind of the same thing.
I know. It's the whole screen time thing. So, Danica, we pledge or we are happy that you are recognizing that and hope that you're able to get satisfaction in the little doses somewhere else.
Right. You need to figure out if you can just take it in small little doses. But in the meantime, re-engage in your life.
Yeah,
I think that's the problem is people tend to, you know, not necessarily fully engage in life happening around them in real time because they're too busy trying to document it.
And continue to just listen to the radio.
Right.
There you go. We'll keep you company, Danica.
This is happening in real life.
We'll keep you company. All right. I don't know if anybody else has I really, really am hesitant to use the word addiction because I do realize how heavy
that has serious
a word.
Connotations
yeah,
to it,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. But does anybody have a fascination with something? That's
a fixation. It's a fixation. I think is a really good word because I think too, kids who have phones,
mm-hmm.
I've kind of seen it in my son. I'm kind of like, hey, what's the screen time been looking like on you? And he was just going, oh, like 4 hours. Like, no, sir, shutting it down. Like we can't, they recommend like 2 hours a week for kids. So especially if you're younger, you need to be really mindful of how much time you are on a screen and mindlessly scrolling through and then just making sure that they don't come across anything bad.
There are people of a certain age that are going to remember when the internet was only available for 20 minutes a week or an hour a month or something like that. And you'd get plans where you would get 60 minutes a month and you were like, wow, I got a lot. And then, and then there are going to be other people of a certain age that are like, hang on, wait, what? 60 minutes. I do that in a day.
Yeah. They've never known in existence without unlimited data.
So anyways. All right. Well, hey, 502-571-9970. Kim said the original Chicken Littles from the 80s when it was still Kentucky Fried Chicken. she had a fixation with that, a fascination with that. I like that. All
tasty.
Right.
Laughs first, loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
Okay. So I currently am still leading the series. You currently
have the trophy.
Possess the trophy.
That's right. Yeah. The You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy.
Mm-hmm. She's so pretty.
All right. It's jokes. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right.
I am the loser.
Yes. Losers go first. I was getting ready to go because I was so used to losing.
Okay.
All right. No more laughter.
No more laughing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, my wife thinks it's weird that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in.
Yeah, true. Kelly, what skill does the wizard cook use most often?
The wizard cook?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Cast iron pan.
Nice. Cute. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Tablets were replaced by scrolls.
Uh-huh.
Scrolls were replaced by books.
Uh-huh.
Now we scroll through books on tablets.
Oh, more of an observation than an actual joke.
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Kelly just opened my water bill and my electricity bill at the same time.
Mm.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you were.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm.
I didn't want to believe that my dad was stealing from his work as a road worker.
Oh.
But when I got home, the signs were all there.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly, the inventor of autocorrect, just died.
Oh.
Yeah. May he restaurant and peanut.
Tragic. R.I.P.
Yep.
Shout out to Nicole for this one.
Okay.
What do you call a hen that looks at a pile of lettuce?
What?
A chicken Caesar salad.
Ah. Kelly, I asked Siri, why do I have so much bad luck with women?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what she said?
What'd she say?
My name is Alexa.
Gotcha. They probably get sensitive about that.
Yeah.
Also from Nicole. Just saw a lamb driving a car in a swimsuit.
Okay.
It was a lamb bikini.
Ah, yes.
I like that one.
My neighbor came banging on my front door at 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
Dang.
Yeah, can you believe it? 2 a.m.
Wow.
I mean, lucky for him, I was still up playing my bagpipes.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Lucky for him.
I always try to do that, play a little bagpipes before I come in on the show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
That's great, but your neighbors love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Sack inflated.
Your bagpipe. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My dad told me his password is Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Dublin.
Okay.
Because he was told his password had to contain 8 characters and at least 1 capital.
Okay. Kelly, a horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, "Why the long face?" To which the horse responds, "My wife left and she took the kids. Also, I'm a horse."
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I opened a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Called Peace and Quiet.
Yeah.
Kids' meals are only $150.
I don't get it.
It's encouraging kids not to come.
Oh, $150. Gotcha. Okay.
Peace and Quiet.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
A bear walks into a bar. Bartender's extremely busy, eventually makes his way over to the bear. The bear immediately tells him, "You look exhausted." He says, "Yeah, it's been a rough day," says the bartender. "What are you drinking?" "I'll have a glass of scotch." "Why the long face?" asks the bartender. Bear says, "Don't you mean big paws?" Bartender says, "Yeah, sorry. Like I said, rough day."
I hate you. I hate you. It's not even fair. You're stupid animals and bar jokes. What is that?
That is going to be my go-to if I need one.
No, this is going to be the last time you do that. Before, it used to be dog barking. Like, you just start barking like a dog. And now we're into animals and bar jokes. That's where you're going to go?
Maybe.
As my kryptonite?
Maybe.
It's not fun. You found a formula.
All right. You laugh, you lose.
I have to find a formula.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do.
That's 2 in a row for you. Has that ever happened?
No, never.
All right.
Harry Styles, 99.7 DJX. You know, he did a residency there at New York's Madison Square Garden, right?
Yep, for like, you know, 15 sold-out consecutive shows.
Yeah, and so much so that he now has a permanent part of Madison Square Garden's history. He actually joined bands like Phish, P-H-I-S-H, and Billy Joel as the third musician to ever have a banner raised at Madison Square Gardens.
Anytime that you come to Madison Square Garden and you see that, you remember it's because of you. That is ours. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool there.
Yeah, that's sweet. Gail King walked out and surprised him with it, and he got a little teary.
Yeah.
Said, you know, nobody else has done what he's done, 15 sold-out consecutive shows.
That's pretty cool.
There you go. That's pretty special.
Speaking of Harry Styles, in Chicago, we're sending you there. His next residency is coming up there in the beginning of October, and we've got plenty of tickets, gas cards to get you up to Chicago, and we're also going to help you get your hair done at Amaryllis Hair Salon. The word, once again, was sushi for this hour, S-U-S-H-I, sushi. If you get that into the website at WDJX.com, you're in to win, okay?
Okay, then.
Coming up next, setting the bar just right, chalk out of cartoon. Something like a cartoon plot. Setting the bar stories are what again?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
That's right. So kind of straight out of a cartoon with this one. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to drive a stolen car through wet cement, you're doing okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Did we not see it? It's like, you know, the other person that drove into an ocean recently. Did they not see it?
Right.
Did it just pop up out of nowhere?
Right. The police did tweet out a photo of the scene showing the Mini Cooper stuck in the concrete. Oh, a trail
Mini
of
Cooper.
A trail of footprints leading away.
No.
Now, we're talking about 32-year-old lady there out of Lakewood, Washington, who was driving with her 4-year-old son in the backseat. She stole her car from her mom. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and she also had a bottle of whiskey, so hopefully she wasn't drinking it.
Dang. And
yeah.
Had her kid?
And apparently she also had a television, an Instapot, there with her as well. So.
Oh, we're packing for a little trip?
Yeah. Maybe? That maybe mom doesn't know about.
Are we shopping without money?
yeah, that maybe mom doesn't know about. So anyways, she made a wrong turn, apparently, and got stuck in the concrete. And so witnesses reported that she threw the television, the Instapot, and the half bottle of whiskey out of the car before trying to leave the scene. And she was obviously arrested. So,
well, okay. There are lots of things going on there.
Yeah.
I think that might have been divine intervention for the previous aforementioned bad life choices she had made before she drove into the cement.
Right.
Really?
And part of you is going, okay, yes, they usually mark that pretty well with, you know.
There are usually a lot of signs and even like, you know, cones and probably even like caution tape around it. Like, don't walk or drive here.
Yeah, but you know, in the back of my mind, I'm seeing wet cement. I'm like, really, how bad can it be? Or it's or how wet can it be?
Right.
And maybe I'm
by now.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe I'm risking it. Maybe I'm just like her.
Are you? Are you risking it with your Mini Cooper?
Well, probably not.
Stolen goods in the back?
Yeah, well, I'm not stealing things either, but I'm just saying
That's good.
I see wet concrete, maybe I'm not necessarily, because we've all walked across a sidewalk that says wet concrete and it doesn't do anything.
Have we?
Okay. Well, maybe I
have.
All right.
I don't think I am.
All right. Well,
I trust it. Yeah, I'm like, all right, that tells me to stay away. I'm going to.
All right. It's just a suggestion. All right. Anyways.
Because I like my shoes.
Setting the bar. Kind of something out of a cartoon plot, you know? If you can manage to make it through the day. And I'd like to think that when she hit the concrete, she just stopped. It was just like.
I'm hearing that like a little music, the cartoonish like music in my head too.
Right?
That one.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to drive your stolen car through wet cement, you're doing okay.
That was your cue to play it, by the way.
Oh, well, sorry. I didn't have it queued up for you, so. I know. I enjoyed your rendition of it, though. That was great.
Thank you. It wasn't nearly as good. I don't even think it was accurate, but you know what I meant.
Yep. Big weekend this weekend. Louder Than Life. I don't know if you're going to be going out there. Kelly's going to be out at the Field of Screams tonight, so hold her hand. Tell her it's going to be okay as the chainsaw-wielding henchmen are descending upon. Kelly, they're going to have fun with you. You already know
well,
that,
listen,
right?
Listen, they always do, but I'm going to be like safely perched out by our little table with the freebies.
I'll give
you a little insider look on like, you know, the Instagram story of some of the little, they have like a little shed where they kind of keep some of the scarier like costumes and displays, but I'm going nowhere near the corn, sir. Going nowhere near the corn.
They're going to come to you. That's what I'm saying. They're going to come to you. I remember taking my daughters last year. They were all excited and they were not having it. They were scared before we even got out of like the holding tent.
Well, yes, because, you know, it's a mile past Otter Creek State Park, right?
Yeah.
And it's really dark out there.
Yeah.
It's a ginormous corn maze.
Yep. Yep. So
I've legit almost gotten lost in that thing before.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, go out. Kelly's going to be out there tonight. It's the Trinity St. X game tonight. So if you're going to that, you know, enjoy, have fun. Kelly's made her prediction 38-14 St. X over Trinity.
Again, I have no knowledge of how the teams have been doing this year. Zero.
Own it, Kelly. Just own it. It's fine.
My prediction.
Doesn't matter. Just own it. And then tomorrow going to be out. Tailgating before the University of South Florida coming to Cardinal Stadium there, UofL taking on USF there tomorrow at noon. So we'll be tailgating outside the Arby's on your way in, playing some music, giving away some prizes and stuff like that on your way into the game starting at noon. So a lot of stuff happening. And if you have anything that happens to you, maybe you're a weird, awkward situation, why don't you voice note it and send it to us as a little kid, drunk adult, you know?
Oh, yes. We need more in the arsenal mm-hmm. for everybody's favorite game, because it is. It's everybody's favorite game.
It is. All right. So whatever you do this weekend, have fun, be safe, and we will talk to you Monday.
Bye.